Hey everybody, welcome again to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. So on today's episode, we're going to be sharing a chat that Shalina did as part of the Dubai Home Festival 2020. This was organized in collaboration with YISK, that's J-Y-S-K, as well as Dubai Tourism, Dubai Summer Surprises, and Nakheel Mall, the Palm Jumeirah in Dubai. Shalina was interviewed by Rio from Home Club ME, and she talked about her business, how to organize and declutter your bedroom in particular, and a few of her tips, as well as taking some questions from the audience. If you'd like to see a video of this, you can find it on the Declutter Me YouTube channel. So just look for DECLUTTRME on YouTube. So we hope you enjoy, and we'll be back again next week.
Aw, thanks for that intro.
Did I do you justice?
You did, yeah.
Good.
I don't know, I'm a goddess.
You are a goddess.
Yeah, I'm a goddess.
Okay, so thanks for joining us today, Shalina.
You're welcome.
For those who aren't familiar with you, I know I gave you a brief intro. Tell them a bit more about who is Declutter Me and how did you start?
So I used to be a lawyer. I was a solicitor for many, many years. And then I gave that up 7 years ago to become Declutter Me. So when I started, I was the first in the whole of the Middle East region. No one knew what I was talking about, didn't know, you know, I say I was decluttering and people were like, shoo, what is decluttering? So then I have to explain, you know, go into people's wardrobes, get rid of the clutter, organize everything into proper systems. So now, of course, Marie Kondo's come out and there are, you know, all these professional organizers on Instagram and stuff. So people know now. And of course, there's a new show on Netflix.
The Home Edit. Who's watching The Home Edit? Yeah. Totally addicted.
So the Home Edit are more like me. So I like that one. And Marie Kondo. But anyway, everyone knows my views on them. So, so I started and I've been doing that since then, covering the UAE, helping people. But I love my favorite areas are wardrobes and closets and kitchens. Love doing a kitchen. So
cleaning a lot of closets out, huh?
Yeah, I love closets, yeah. You've seen the pictures and videos, so yeah, love it.
Right. Okay, fabulous, thank you. Okay, so what is clutter and how can it affect us, especially in our bedrooms?
So clutter is everything that doesn't fit properly in a space, is messy, or it's an unfinished project. So a lot of people started doing things like jigsaws and knitting and I don't know, you know, all these hobbies that we did during lockdown because we were bored and fed up of watching Netflix. How many of you have now got bits and pieces lying around in the house of unfinished jigsaws or, you know, all these hobby things, right? So that is clutter. So now that's just lying around on your dining table, your coffee table, or on a shelf or something. That's clutter. What happens is that you start feeling overwhelmed, depressed, frustrated. And I don't know if a lot of you felt that during the lockdown, that you were actually in your house so much, like 24 hours, that you started seeing clutter everywhere. You started seeing things in cupboards, in your wardrobe, right? So that's what clutter is. But I thought it would be fun to do a little test.
Oh, okay. You better be ready for this, ladies, especially ladies. I think the gents can get away with it.
No, gents have a lot of stuff in their wallets as well.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, gents, you can't escape.
Right. I want you to get your handbags out, all of you, all your wallets, all your baby bags, right? Open it up and let's have a see of what you guys have got. So
oh,
I won't
no.
come up to you guys, but have a look. Have you got old receipts? Like, did you just buy a coffee from Starbucks and kept the receipt, but have already finished the coffee? Yeah. Whenever they give you a receipt, just say no, thank you, because you're drinking the coffee straight away, right? Okay. How many of you got cinema tickets from last year? Because you haven't been to the cinema all this year, right? Right. Old makeup. Adele, have you got anything? Adele's organized, so this, I don't know why are you here.
Toy cars, mums, kids, toy cars.
Yeah. Food. Like lots of old food, chewing gum, anything, like, yeah. Have a look. If there's anything, I'm sure we can get a trash bag and you can put it into there. So that's a lot of things. And you know what people have a lot here as well is currency. You know, you go away on holiday and you use the same purse and then you end up having like dollars or pounds or Thai money. What's the Thai? Buck. Lots of people have that for some reason
rupees.
In their purse. Yeah, rupees. And then you go to get out a coin, like a dirham, because you always ask for a dirham, and you can't find it because you've got old currency in your purse. So what I always say is do a mini declutter. That's my favorite thing to do. So spend 10, 15 minutes on your purse, on your handbag, on any area, and you can get rid of the clutter very quickly, and you can just throw away a lot of things or put it for shredding, like with receipts and stuff. So yes, so that's the, so you can have a look today. You might not want to look in public, but have a look at your handbag and see how much clutter you have in it.
So you talk about something called the clutter cloud.
Yes.
What is the clutter cloud? So, and also, how can clutter affect us when we wake up in the morning, you know, in our bedrooms?
So imagine, so the clutter cloud, I always say, is like something hanging over you that makes you feel depressed, worn out, frustrated, overwhelmed. And if you have a lot of clutter in your bedroom, so imagine you wake up in the morning and there's clutter on the floor or on your bed. Like, I have clients who have slept with clutter next to them. So they sleep in a tiny little section of the bed and the rest of their bed is full of clutter. So that happens to people. And then they get overwhelmed by it and then can't get rid of it. And you might say your husband is clutter as well, but let's be nice today. So then, you know, you wake up, you go on the floor, there's stuff on the floor. You go to the bathroom and there's lots of shampoo, different toothpaste, toothbrushes, toiletries everywhere. Then you go into the bath and you have to choose millions of soap and shower gel. That's just a few minutes of waking up and then going into your bathroom. Then you come back, go to the closet and have to find something to wear. And if you have too many clothes and you can't find them, that's clutter as well. And that it gets too much. And you haven't even gone to the kitchen yet or onto Shakeside Road, which is a whole other mess. So that, you know, and that's before you've even gone to work or for your meeting or to come to the mall. So imagine how frustrated and upsetting it can be. Yeah. And, you know, and then the same thing when you're going back into your bedroom. So you have to put your clothes back. There's no space in your wardrobe to put the clothes back. The laundry is a mess. There's things everywhere. And you go to sleep with clutter in your head because you're seeing all this clutter. So that can affect you sleeping and waking up, and it can get a bit too much and you have that clutter cloud all the time over your head. So that's what I talk about and that's what I try to clear up with people in their bedroom.
Right, okay, so we've established what clutter is, how it can affect us, and, you know, different kind of aspects of clutter, especially in the bedroom. So when it comes to sleep, which is so important, and I know a lot of us here in the UAE are night owls. You know, we're scrolling through our Instagram at like 10:30 at night, and, you know, we're all night owls here, I think, most of us. Tell us, how can we improve our sleep? And I'm assuming, number one, it will be get rid of the digital clutter.
Yes.
But how can we improve our sleep and the clutter in our bedrooms?
So I always say don't take everything out. Don't do like Marie Kondo says, because you'll feel overwhelmed and have a breakdown. So do it step by step. So do a section by section, whether that's, you know, your bedside cabinet, one drawer, one shelf in your wardrobe, your bed, and then do a mini declutter. So 15, 20 minutes going through the stuff in that small section. See what needs to go in the bin, what can be recycled, what can go, what you're keeping, and what can go for donation. And then start organizing everything. And if you do that every day for 15, 20 minutes, you can do quite a lot of your bedroom and your closet as well. And then look at your stuff, like your bed. Look at your pillow and your mattress. How many of you have got bad pillows? Like, have you got really soft pillows that your head like sort of flops on the like you're, you know, flopping. So try and find the right pillows for yourself as well. And it, you know, I always talk about decluttering and organizing, but if you're talking about sleep, you want to sleep on a nice mattress. You want to sleep on a good pillow, right? So I did bring a pillow with me because I went to Yisk and I was testing everything out and I have this pillow and it's really nice.
Let's have a good feel.
It's nice and foamy.
Oh, it's like a memory. Yeah. Is it a memory foam?
It's memory foam.
Okay.
So it sort of stays wherever your position is. So get a nice pillow like that. You know, there are certain stores that, you know, you can get a pillow for 20 dirhams, but then it just loses its shape. And
yeah.
It's like, it's bad for your neck as well. So you have to get the right pillows for yourself, and that helps with sleeping.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the mattress. That's important as well. So you know you're supposed to change your mattress every 7 years. It's a thing. Even though some places have guarantees for longer. But,
okay. Yeah,
but you should shift your mattress as well. You have to turn it over.
Yes. Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Because it stays in shape. You know, the shape goes funny after a while.
Okay.
So you have to turn it around. So, yeah. That's one little trick today I've taught you guys. So, yes. So do that. And that will help you with sleeping as well.
Yeah. So, go on. Yeah, so I don't know if many of you follow Home Club, but I've got a little highlight where it's like my moving home diaries. So I took your advice and I decluttered just my medical box. And the feeling was just like, it's cathartic almost. Yeah. And I did find a toy car in the medical box. Don't ask. But yeah, it's just really nice. Like, and that day, my son's cold came on, and I was panicking in the middle of the night, waking up crying, and it was so easy just to find everything. Yeah. So yeah, those small little mini declutters make such a difference. Yeah. I will take your advice and start, you know, revamping the cushions and the bed sheets.
Yeah.
And I'm also feng shuiing my bedroom. So should we talk a bit about feng shui?
Yeah.
Who's into feng shui here? Yeah. Let's talk about feng shui and how that, you know, complements what you do.
So with feng shui, it's about energy flow. So you want to get, and it, you know, if you have the clutter is blocking the energy, right? So by decluttering, you help the flow of energy around the room, around the house. A lot of people put things under their bed, which is really bad feng shui, because how many times do you go under your bed to get rid of the dust? And also, there's no flow of energy around your bed. So it's bad for sleep. It's bad for other things as well. So, you know, think about that. You know, do you need to have all that stuff under your bed? If you don't look at it, if you don't access it, why is it there? You don't. Most of the time, you don't need that stuff. Or can you put it somewhere else instead, say in a storeroom or on top of the wardrobe? So to remove that, so you remove the dust and the bad flow from there. Another thing is TVs. TVs are really bad for you in the bed from a feng shui point of view. Like, it distracts you, it makes you not go to sleep, and also it takes you away from your partner because you're both looking at the TV instead of spending time with each other or falling asleep. So they, you know, that's also a thing to consider. And of course the phones is a feng shui thing as well, a bad feng shui aspect as well. So, but the main thing is to help create the flow of energy. So the less furniture, the less things you have on the floor, the better it is for you.
So you talk about organizing stuff every 5 seconds or five?
No. You should be able to find everything in five seconds.
In 5 seconds, okay. So you're going to show us some hangers and boxes and things now?
All right, yeah? A lot of people always ask me how to organize and store your bed sheets. I'll have to do it with one hand, sorry. Right, get your bed sheet and your flat sheet, fold them. Get your pillowcase and fold that. Then get what the other pillowcase and put it inside. 1 second.
Okay, so she's putting the folded pillowcase and bed sheets into a single pillowcase, folding it over again. Oh, so all of your bed sheets are all ready. So you put them in the cupboard and stack them all up,
and
basically.
Put them all in one pillowcase, and then say with maids, they don't have to go and try and find the sets and mess up your sets, which has happened to me 3 times, and I've had bizarre things on my bed. But if everything is in one set, they literally just take it out, put it on the bed, and easy.
And
you can put it in, you know, the shelves in your wardrobes, you know, there's always these deep shelves. You put them all stacked up on there. It's easy for you to find all your bed sheets. So that's one way to do it. Or put it in a big box like this. So these boxes, which I've got from Yisk today to show you guys, these are great to store things like your bed sheets. Also, it's good for storing big winter stuff. So, you know, your woolies, you can do the fold like Marie Kondo does, or a bit simpler, which I do, and then stack them inside so you can have them in there. So they can sort of be like this. Sorry, it's not very illustrative today. But these are great for your wardrobe, these boxes. So I do like them. And then another thing is hangers. People use the wrong hangers in their wardrobes, and it frustrates me no end. So a lot of people use these heavy wooden ones for everything. And the thing is, it breaks the rods. If it's too heavy in your wardrobe, how many times have your rods sort of collapsed or started bending? And it's because of the weight of the hangers and the clothes. So these hangers are good for coats, jackets, abayas, which are heavy with a lot of embroidery, and your ball gowns, which we...
Oh, yeah, wear a ball gown all the time.
We have lots of ball gowns, so... So these are good for that, but you need thin hangers for everything else. So if you get hangers like this, which you can get in Jysk as well, these are great for trousers, shirts, dresses, and, you know, with trousers, it doesn't crease them up as well, so these are great for that. So make it light and thin, and you want to see the clothes. You don't want to see the hangers, so always remember that. And, you know, get rid of the wire hangers. They're the worst thing in the world.
What do you recommend? So this is a big problem that I have, and we are going to go to Q&As shortly. I've actually stopped dry cleaning now. I used to dry clean quite a lot, but I used to get so frustrated at the wire hangers that were left and so guilty.
Yeah.
You know, and I would just, they'd all end up being in a big bag, which I have every intention of giving back to the dry cleaners and reusing. I mean, what advice would you give in regards to those metal hangers?
So what I do, I make my dry cleaning guy just wait for a minute. I'll give him a bottle of water because he always wants that. I tell him to just wait, and I'll take the clothes and quickly get my hangers and swap them and then give him back the wire hangers. Okay. It takes like 2 minutes and that's it. You know, if you've got it, I don't have a lot of clothes that I give for dry cleaning, yeah. So there's about two or three. If you have more, just get a paper bag or a bag, put them all back.
Yeah.
And then when you give your next lot of dry cleaning, give that wire hangers back to them as well as your new dry cleaning stuff. So it's one way to get rid of them.
Okay.
But yeah, they're the worst thing. They don't hold anything properly.
No.
They damage the clothes. And also get rid of the plastic that they put on the thing, because that's bad for mold. We're not so bad. You know, if you live on the palm, you've got a mold issue more than when we, you know, I'm in JVC, you're back as well. So we've got the desert. But the closer you are to the water, the more issues you have with mold. So if you leave that plastic on, it makes...
That happened to me, actually, in one of the places I lived. Like, we left camping stuff still in the packaging, took it out, mouldy.
Yeah, mouldy.
Okay. Well, some really interesting little tips and hacks. I love the bedsheet hack. I'm going to start using that straight away. We're going to go to Q&A now. So does anybody have any questions for our decluttering goddess, Shalina, today? Any questions? Yes.
Hi. You talked about the feng shui in the bedroom.
Yes.
What we should have as element, because the feng shui is all about energy, and to have in the bedroom some fire element, water, and to have a good sleep by night.
Yeah.
Can you develop more about it? Because it's very interesting.
I am not a feng shui expert, to be honest. I have studied a little bit, but I can't. You know, there's different types of feng shui as well, so I wouldn't be able to talk about it like an expert, but we do know people that could advise.
The notion that you have for having to have a good night of sleep, what do you recommend? Just to empty the
main thing is to remove the clutter and remove the dust and everything, so that there's flow of energy around your bed. So there shouldn't be anything on the floor. There shouldn't be anything under the bed.
Everything should be neat.
Yeah, it should be clear and stuff. So, you know, there's people who have lots of pillows on their bed and then they throw them on the floor. You don't need all those pillows on your bed, and you don't need them on the floor at night. So that's clutter as well. So remove that.
Yeah.
So that will help you with your sleep.
Okay, thank you.
You can actually... I'm going to plug Home Club now. We've got a couple of feng shui experts on Home Club.
That's great, yeah.
So, and we've got lots of features. We've got one coming up on how to feng shui your bedroom.
Oh.
So that's what I'm doing at the moment. So small things I've learned is don't have anything hanging over your head. So any, you know, kind of artwork or anything hanging directly above your head. There's a lot to do with plants there
and decluttering. The mirror as well.
I used to sleep with a mirror directly opposite me.
Oh, yes.
Now I'm getting rid of a mirror altogether. Right now I have a cloth over the mirror. But maybe Dubai Home Festival will get a feng shui expert next year. Go and talk feng shui.
Yeah, it's really interesting to have.
Ah, lady over here? Okay. Do we have any more questions?
Yes.
Oh, we've got a question here from this lady. And you have a question? Okay.
So what's the benefit of getting someone in to do it for you over just doing it yourself?
So with a lot of people, it gets overwhelming. So you'll look at your wardrobe or look at your kitchen cupboards and think, where do I start? With an organizer, it's I don't see the clutter. I see what it's going to look like afterwards. I've got my brain works differently from other people. So I always say I have a lot of people who are creative. So they're very good at being, you know, artistic and, you know, they can come up with beautiful designs and houses, but they look at the clutter and their brain frazzles and gets overwhelmed. So I don't think like that. So that's the good thing about being with an organizer, that you have that person helping you to get through it and do it quickly as well. Whereas if you did it yourself, you'll do it for, you know, maybe half an hour, then you go on your phone, then you go make a cup of tea, and then watch TV, and then you might think about going back to the room again. So a lot of people procrastinate while they're organizing, whereas with me, you're paying for me, so I'm going to make you do it, you know. You have to, I have to earn my money, so yeah, that's the good thing about organizers.
So to give you like some insight, a few years ago, when Home Club was just an idea, we kind of collaborated a little bit, and Shalina came and organized my storeroom. Now, I have a husband, I don't know if anyone can relate to me here, who loves collecting wires, weird plug things, just, I mean, tools. Like the hot tools.
Lots
you
of tools.
Saw it, right? And he just won't get rid of it, and it just drives me insane, and he's such a hoarder. So Shalina came in, and for the first part, we did it together, because Shalina respects, you know, some people find it hard to let go, right? But she kind of gives you a little nudge if you need it. And then the second part was me going, right, I'm going to go out for 4 hours or whatever it is, and you do your thing. And then you come back, and then you walk in, and you're like, oh, my God. It's just the best. If you can afford to do it, basically.
And Adam was shocked by the tool. Yeah. I did the toolbox. I got everything
it's
properly.
It's the same again now, so we need you back.
I need to do it again. So, yeah. All men are like that.
Okay, so thank you so much for joining us for our first talk with Shalina. Round of applause for Shalina.
Thank you.
Thank you. We hope you learn a few things.